Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 577, up 9 on the open. September, 589, up 9.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 596, up 6.5 on the open. September, 620, up 15.5. December, 627, up 12.25. March, 2008, 639, up 21 on the open. July corn opened at 361, up 3.25 on the open. September, 370.25, up 3.25. December, 376.5, up 2.5. March, 387.75, up 2.5. May, 398.5, up 3.5. July, 403.5, up 4.5. September, 398, up 1. December, $4, up 2.5 on the open. July beans opened at 807, up 2.75 on the open. August, 815, up 3.5. September, 824, up 2.75. November, 841, up 2.5. January, 854, up 4.25. March, 862, up 5.5. May, 850.5, unchanged. And July, at 871.5, up 4.5 on the open. By the way, that May number that I just read was not a opening price. It was not 850.5, not an opening price. July beans, July soy meal opened at 220.50, up 40 on the open. August at 223.50, up 110. July soybean oil opened at 35.05, down 3 on the open. August 35.38, unchanged. Over on the Merck, August feeders open at 108.20, down 35 on the open. September, 108.77.5, down 22.5. October, 108.80, down 25 on the open. June live cattle open at 87.25, down 25 on the open. August, 89.05, down 20. October, 92.95, down 25. December, 94.65, down 15 on the open. July lean hogs opened at 73.50, down 60 on the open. August, 71.90, down 67.5. October, 65.30, down 45. December, 63, down 35 on the open. And July bellies open at 93.90, down 55 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, linking the farmer and the global marketplace for agricultural commerce. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
This was supposed to be the sleepy week of trading and consolidation heading into Friday's acreage and quarterly grain stocks report. That's not how it played out this morning in the wheat pit. What's going on there?
Well, I think the Minneapolis wheat leading things higher as we looked at some of the forecasts. A lot of that wheat maybe was late getting planted or not planted because of too wet. We're watching the weather maybe for that area turning a little warmer and drier than what we'd like to see it do for it to go on, and it pulled Kansas City and Chicago wheat on up with it, Dave. So a little bit of change in weather and a little bit of the crop rating history as far as the Minneapolis wheat went, spring wheat.
Is the Stats Canada's numbers also being factored into this?
I haven't seen those yet this morning, but I'm sure that will be. Was there plantings down also?
Yes, it put the 2007 all wheat seedings at 21.701 million acres, the April estimate 23.759. So it was quite a decrease, actually.
Yeah, that goes along with the less wheat planted because of the extremely wet conditions, and then the not so conducive weather conditions coming in, you know, with the heat and dryness and quick drying out. So that, along with Canada's lower acres, of course, put the pump in things this morning, especially the wheat market.
Turn your attention to the corn, and what are you seeing there?
Well, I think that, you know, we've moved down dramatically since the talk of rain last week, the sell-off, 50,000 contracts less as far as the open interest goes, a little bit of consolidation and a little bit of hot, dry weather out west coming into things, and maybe the talk that all of July might be a little bit on the dry, warm side of some of those areas. We did see a tremendous increase in the Illinois crop rating yesterday. Of course, we saw a tremendous downfall a week before, but the rain did help a lot. We're seeing you know, less of the problems that we had the week before after the nice rain. We had about a 2-inch rain over an area total over the weekend, and helps things a lot. But I think just we're in the oversold condition here now as far as the technicians go, and sitting down on support, Dave.
Does 367.5, 370 area, the July basis hold heading into the reports?
Not sure, Dave. And that's a very poor way to answer it. But you know, like I say, along the way here, as we you know, look at this, we are anticipating. I think the trade as such is anticipating a slight increase in the corn and bean acreage. Depending on how you look at it, some of the firms a big increase in the corn acreage, but our belief is somewhere in between there. You know, maybe 750,000 to 1 million acre increase is possible.
Is the summer bowl run for corn over?
You know, I was at a big meeting and seminar yesterday, and that was one of the things that was brought up and said that it possibly could be. And then the weather person got on and talked about how the climate was changing. We could be going to a very hot, dry condition that could start any time. In the western Corn Belt, sort of doing a flip-flop to the crops that are not well-rooted, hot, dry July, August could mean some reductions in the western Corn Belt production. We don't know how severe that will actually be, but, you know, without something like that, we've probably put our tops in.
Let's look at it another way, and let's look at from Friday's numbers. What if USDA confirms either additional corn acres or an old crop carryout above 1 billion bushels? Does that put a damper on the bull run?
It sure would in my case, Dave. I would think that, you know, more acres or, you know, more carryout along the way is going to, you know, when we get over the billion bushel carryout, we seem to take some of the urgency out of this. So without if we would have the increased acres, why that would definitely put a damper on probably making new highs.
So if that is the case, the question then becomes for some producers what to do with the puts they purchased. What should they be doing with them, Wayne?
Well, with the puts that they purchased, right now I think that they want to hang on to those and write them through that report on Friday and see what the government says.
Okay. Turn your attention to the soybeans. What are you seeing in the beans today?
The beans, basically, along the way, the same being pulled a little bit by the wheat along with it. Overnight, we were pulled lower on the beans because of the palm oil, Dave. And I think, you know, we have seen a real rebound in oil over the last, since we've opened this morning. You know, we got down to, the December got down to 36.20. We're 15 points off that now, and only down 9. And as long as the oil doesn't stay lower, why the beans are going to want to move with the corn and the wheat.
What is a good support level for November beans right now?
Well, I think, you know, as we look at the November beans, you know, we're down here. The 835, I think, is probably pretty good support as far as right now in the November beans.
835, I've heard, you know, maybe 820, and I've heard some people suggesting 801 and then a buying opportunity.
Well, no, you asked for the first support level, not the third support level.
True enough, Wayne. What else on the beans today? What are we going to see off the report on Friday?
Well, of course, if we remember going back to informants' numbers, we saw an increase in the bean acreages also. You know, we're hearing both sides of that. We're hearing a slight reduction to a slight increase. I think that the government will probably go along with a slight increase just because of probably they will look towards some of the wheat that was tore up. in some of the northern areas and maybe went to beans earlier. So I think that there will probably be a slight increase in the bean acreage.
All right, Wayne, any last thoughts before I let you go?
That's about it for now, Dave.
Thanks much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. July wheat in Kansas City, 590 up 22. September, 598 and a half up 18 and three quarters. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 606 and a half up 17. September, 623 up 18 and a half. December, 630 and a half up 15 and three quarters. July corn, 361 up 3 1/4. September, 370 and a half up 3 1/2. December, 378 up 4. July beans, 806 up 1 3/4. August, 814 and a half up 3. November, 841 up 2 1/2. July soybean meal, 220.30 up 20. July soybean oil, 35 even down 8. At the Merck August feeders, 108.10 down 45. June live cattle at 86.95 is down 52 and a half. And July lean hogs coming in at 73.40 on the current tick, and they're off 70. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time. In the studio, Focus 580 host Dave.